Members of the U.S. House of Representatives held a moment of silence last night to honor the victims of the Orlando shooting. But it was interrupted by a group of Democrats demanding that House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republicans take action on gun control.
H.R. 5312, a bill to amend the High Performance Computing Act of 1991.
Several members walked out, including Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, who joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah.
So on Sunday, you tweeted that you offered your thoughts and prayers to those affected by the Orlando shooting. And last night you said thoughts and prayers are a tradition that you're done with. Explain your thinking there.
That's right. Well, I heard a lot of from a lot of people, including many constituents, who said that thoughts and prayers aren't working. And they're right. Thoughts and prayers haven't worked. That's a tradition. We offer thoughts and prayers after one of these shootings. What we need to offer is real action to prevent them from happening again.
Mm-hmm. This moment of silence and the decision not to join it was organized by, I believe, Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes. What did he say
That's right.
to organize the group last night? And how do you feel about folks who might think that you were being insensitive?
Well, actually, I've heard from a lot of people who have said that if you really want to respect the victims in Orlando, we have to make sure that mass shootings like that don't happen again. Congressman Himes was the first one to say that he wouldn't attend the moment of silence, but he didn't work to organize it. He just made a stand. He took a stand that I respected, and I followed along.
Now, you were among several veterans who called for stronger gun control laws earlier this month. I mean, what are you looking for, and what do you think is really going to do it to try to push Congress to act? We know certainly folks thought Newtown, Connecticut was going to be the moment where lawmakers acted, but 3 years later, still no major gun laws.
Well, we're just looking for some common sense reforms. If you're on the no-fly list and you're not allowed to get on an airplane, you shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. If you're a terrorist on the no-fly list, you shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. If you buy a gun, regardless of where you purchase it, you should have a background check. You know, if you think about it, the party position, the conservative Republican Party position on this is absurd. It's like saying that if you buy an airline ticket by walking up to the counter, then you have to go through security. But if you buy it online, well, don't worry about it. You can just walk around security. I mean, that's absurd. Now, I know that there are a lot of reasonable Republicans out there who want common sense gun reforms, reasonable Republicans who have actually read the text of the Second Amendment where it says regulated. Regulated is in the text of the Second Amendment. I support the Second Amendment, but I also support common sense gun reforms.
Obviously,
the two do not have to be mutually exclusive.
Obviously, some folks disagree on what common sense gun reform is. So we've been debating this for quite some time. Do you think, especially in an election year, any kind of gun control reform is even possible?
It's absolutely possible. We just need to find some courage down here in Washington. The reality is that the Republican leadership won't even let these issues come to a vote because they know that if they actually had to vote on them, many reasonable, responsible Republicans would vote for these reforms.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.